This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. Sylvester Stallone is back in the original hit series Tulsa King. This season, Dwight faces his most dangerous adversaries yet, forcing him to fight for everything he's built and to protect his empire. Stream the new season of Tulsa King on Sunday, September 21st, exclusively on Paramount Plus. Donnie was chuckling yesterday because they have Sylvester Stallone's name as Dwight.
Dwight, yeah.
He does not look like a Dwight.
No, he's not a Dwight.
He does not give off Dwight vibes. All right. Good morning, everybody. 412-928-9370. We just did Brawl Talk. We'll bring it back later on in the show or intermittently throughout the show. Doran has awakened me. I finally feel like myself again. It wasn't that hard for Doran to troll me.
Nope.
Took about 6 seconds for me to go from 0 to 100.
Quick.
That's what Brawl Week does. But let's get some calls on Steelers-Seahawks. Vibe check, how you feeling? Steelers 1-0. The Seahawks lost to the 49ers. The Seahawks probably took more out of their game that they liked than the Steelers did. Your quarterback wins the game for you against the Jets, but pretty much across the board, you stunk everywhere else. 412-928-9370. So how we feeling, Steelers fans? I got some stats here. A lot of good stats out there. I try to comb through a bunch of different places. A lot of good stuff up on Steelers.com. The Seahawks were 7-1 on the road last year. And the Seahawks, the last handful of years, are like 18-5 playing 1 o'clock road games, which usually you feel like you've got a significant advantage when you get the West Coast team to come to your place.
Yeah.
McDonald last year got him 7-1 on the road. He's a good defensive coach, man. And I think, here's why I feel weird about this game. I feel like if the Steelers don't progress significantly on their offensive line from week one to week two, I think Seattle's front is more disruptive. Now, Witherspoon might not play, and their other Pro Bowl safety, Love, might not play. They might be out half their secondary and arguably their best two players in the secondary. So maybe they won't be able to be as exotic and blitz and stuff like that. But they brought back four guys that had 40 plus pressures. They bring in DeMarcus Lawrence, who's a good pass rusher. They led the NFL in pressure rate last week against the 49ers. I think it's a bad matchup for the Steelers, man. And I'm a little bit worried about this one. I was not worried about the Jets. I probably should have been. I am worried about this game.
Bad matchup offensive-wise or bad matchup just in general, offense, defense, everything, you think?
They didn't run the ball well last week in Seattle, but I think they want to be a good running team.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to try to run the ball. So really, the two areas of weakness last week, the two biggest areas of weakness last week, protecting Rodgers and stopping the run, I think Seattle comes in here and they are equipped to test both of those things.
Yeah.
I think Seattle's going to win the game, man. I'm picking the Seahawks.
For some reason, I'm just not worried about this game. I feel like the issues, in my opinion, on defense at least, are fixable whenever you have the talent you have on defense, and I think that they fix those this week. Only thing that I'm really worried about is Broderick Jones, and if he can just play a little bit better, it's astronomically better, right? Like, if he could just play a little bit better, not like great, I mean, not even like through the roof, just a little bit better, then it's going to be that much better, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does, and we've talked about, are the Steelers now, because their quarterback got hit so much last week, are they going to try to really establish the run this week? I think that they will, but I think that the passing attack is going to look fairly similar. Rodgers got rid of the ball in 2.29 seconds last week. Quickest snap to throw in the NFL. Steelers had the second most run after catch in the entire league. Seattle gave up a ton, over 100 yards run after catch in their game against the 49ers. So if you're looking for a matchup that might favor the Steelers, I think that's one right there.
Yeah.
You're going to see a lot of sideways stuff until they prove that they can protect. And I wonder if you're going to call less play action because of the way that Tomlin has talked twice since that game last week where Rodgers took some big-time hits when they wanted to set up the play action.
All depends on if they can run the ball.
Yep.
I mean, clearly. Anybody who knows football knows that. Like, if they could come out and you know, start to gash in the run game, then, yeah, I think the play action will be on the table as much as it was last week, but maybe they go away from it. But I think that they're going to try to get the ball to Rodgers' hands again, like you said, sideways.
Yeah.
I think they're going to try to get Calvin Austin in the slot, have him run some bubble screens, get DK, just throw some now routes where he just takes a step and just turns to the quarterback and let him get all the yardage, and then maybe take your shots over the middle a little bit. But I think that as fast as Rodgers got the ball out last week, I think it's going to be just the same this week.
I know people have been lamenting George Pickens being gone and no legitimate quality number two wide receiver. The way that the offense was built last year with Russell Wilson taking deep shots, moon balls, Pickens was a great fit with Russell Wilson. DK Metcalf, Calvin Austin III, Jonnu Smith, all run after catch guys, much better fit with Aaron Rodgers. And I think we saw the at least infancy of that last week. Get the ball out quick, and those guys can make plays on the move. Seattle defensively last year, here's another one I found on Steelers.com. They forced a three and out 38.7% of possessions last year. Second best in the NFL. McDonald knows what he's doing from a coordination standpoint. They got good players. 40% of the time, they're forcing three and outs.
Do you have off the top of your head how many three and outs the Steelers had Sunday? If you don't, all right, we can talk about it next segment.
I know. Here's one for the backyard brawl that you're going to like. After those three interceptions in the second half that Ohio threw, West Virginia had a three and out on every subsequent possession. West Virginia turned over Ohio three times in the second half. They're clinging back into the game, and every time they had to punt after three downs.
Man.
Yeah, it's no good. Max school.
Was White out at that point?
Yes. Yeah, he scored a 32-yard touchdown. He is their most explosive player on offense. Reese in the Hill District wants to chime in. Hi, Reese.
What's up, fellas? How y'all?
Oh, we're doing great. How you doing?
So, I'm feeling good about the offensive game playing for us. Like Doran just said, we just keep hitting them quick hitters, and you know the release is going to come quick. But what I'm concerned about is, why do we keep playing Sour Milk on the defensive line?
You're calling him Sour Milk?
Sour Milk.
I don't mind that.
Sour Milk, he ain't done nothing.
He ain't done nothing. Reese, I think that they don't have any other option. I think their other option is Y.E. Black, and because he's a rookie and hasn't had many reps, that you know how Tomlin is. He doesn't feel comfortable of putting him in there right off the bat, so he's going to go with the guy that he knows and the guy that has played more football. But I think that might change this week.
Hey, Dorn, one thing, it was me that was texting you telling you about Crowley messing up. That's me, all right? Will he be messing up?
Get out of here, Tattletale. Get out of here. Get out of here, Tattletale. 412-928-9370. Vibe check, how you feeling about Steelers-Seahawks? I've already picked the Seahawks. I'm worried about this game.
Low scoring?
I don't think we're going to see the Steelers' offense be as good as it was last week. I hope I'm wrong, obviously. But I think there's a little regression there. I think when your quarterback gets hit that much and when you don't run the ball, I think expecting four touchdown passes isn't something you can expect week in and week out. And I think maybe you'll be better running the ball this week. I think maybe you'll protect him a little bit better. But I still think there'll be some regression in the passing game.
A little aside that I absolutely love that we talked about, but I don't think that people put too much effort into really thinking and talking about more, is the fact that Aaron Rodgers did get hit as many times and he still practiced Wednesday. Yeah, I've been thinking about that a lot. Like, that's a great sign. That was a great sign. Think about how many times he's gotten hit at his age. Usually that day is off.
Yes.
Usually you are recovering.
He didn't take either day off.
No. That's a great sign.
He got a little tight back.
Now you don't want him to get hit, no, obviously, but I mean at least you know that he could take it and bounce back.
That's well said. Don't stack those kind of performances on top of each other. I don't want to test that theory.
No, but still, like you think that, I mean, we were worried about that.
Damn right.
Yep.
For good reason. Angela in Beachview waiting patiently on hold, as are some others. We'll take your calls on Vibe Check, Steelers, Seahawks. How you feeling about this game? 412-928-9370. I have some stats that might make you feel a little bit better, might make me feel.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A little bit better. Harry's got a little pep in himself this morning. Got the head bobbing. Got that rhythm. Got that soul. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Steiner & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And you can always tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Vibe check, how you feeling about Steelers Seahawks? 412-928-9370. Last season, only four teams possessed the ball less than the Seahawks. Last week, Seattle had the ball for 22 minutes. So the Steelers did not do a good job of time of possession. I mean, obviously the Jets ran all over them last week, but perhaps that flips this week. And you would think that would help the defense too. Other couple things, if you're looking for optimism. The Seahawks haven't seen Devon Witherspoon practice this week. He's got a knee injury. They called Shaq Griffin off the practice squad. So my guess is we're not going to see Witherspoon in this game. And he's their best corner, and he had 13 pressures last year blitzing. He's a really good blitzer. So maybe you're not going to see as much exotic stuff. McDonald loves the exotic stuff. Very Ravens-esque. Mm-hmm. Maybe you won't see it this week.
Do you really want to do that to Aaron Rodgers, though?
Blitz him?
In exotic stuff. Because you know he's seen it before. And if you don't hit on those things, big plays happen. I mean, that's how that works, right? And usually you do the exotic stuff whenever you feel comfortable about what you're doing, clearly. But also, if you can get a beat on the offense and a beat on the quarterback, that they may turn something loose, or an offensive line that might turn something loose. And even though Broderick Jones is a liability, Aaron Rodgers' mind, I don't know if – in the way he played last week, so you know he's even more confident this week. I don't know if exotic stuff – is really in my pocket.
You might do a lot of simulated stuff. They do a ton of that. So you might only rush four.
Yeah.
But you're right, man. I mean
he could see it. Now, you know he knows what's coming already. Like, I mean, yesterday he knew he knows what's coming on Sunday. So, like, if you're going to do exotic stuff to a quarterback that has seen so much and has dominated so much and dominated basically last week and is pretty confident this week, he's going to see that. He's going to check into something that he knows is going to expose you. And that's whenever the big plays happen.
Maybe in the early going, you just rush four and say, we're probably going to be able to get home that way.
Yeah.
With unless how bad you, the offensive line
is. Unless you
played.
Really think that Broderick Jones is that much of a liability and the offensive line is that much of a liability and they can't protect him and you can really get home. Yeah, you do it, which maybe will be the case if you're an aggressive coach like McDonald is. Okay, yeah, I can see that. But you get caught once. And with DK Metcalf, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if that's the recipe that you really want this week.
And Julian Love, their Pro Bowl safety, didn't practice on Thursday. So it might be more four-man rush, like you're saying. Without two of your key pieces, maybe your two biggest pieces on the back end. Angela in Beachview, next up, the queen of the Fan Morning Show. Hello, Angela.
Hello, gentlemen. You know, I'm not plagiarizing Pony because he said this yesterday because I was saying it all along. Terrell Austin said yesterday that, about last week, you have a stinker once in a while. We've had a bunch of stinkers. Last 8-9 games, the Steelers have been 30th in the league in points allowed.
Yeah.
So what does that tell you? I don't absolve the players totally, but that either says you don't do your homework on who you're playing and how to play them defensively, or you set your players up to fail because you trot out the same old plan week after week.
Talk linebacker to us, Angela.
No, they're safe for today.
Very good. Thank you for the call.
They're safe. Wow.
I can't believe they're safe the way they played last week.
She likes Peyton Wilson, though. She likes the way he looks.
She thinks he's a pretty boy, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She doesn't want to go too hard on
beautiful Peyton Wilson.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Mm-hmm. I can't say I'd be able to pick him out of a lineup.
Really? I think I could.
Yeah.
No?
I don't know. He just looks like a regular guy to me.
I think he's probably a lot taller than you think.
I could pick Peyton Wilson out of a lineup.
Yeah.
They need better from him. And if they don't get better from him, if they don't get better for Patrick Queen, I'm rotating Cole Holcomb. And I'm rotating some more Cole Holcomb in this week. And especially when it's early and you're getting back into football shape, like, now's the time to play a lot of guys. And Cole Holcomb, I don't think is a significant drop-off, if at all, after what we saw him do in the preseason. Bill in Slippery Rock, good morning.
Good morning. I wanted to talk a little bit about Broderick Jones.
Sure.
I see all the NFL teams, when they have trouble with their tackle, they chip with the tight end. I don't see why the Steelers don't help him out till he gets used to left tackle. You know what I mean?
Because that takes away of the tight ends going into routes, in the deeper routes. Like, if you're chipping and you're a tight end, or you're chipping and you're running back to help a tackle, like, the route you're running is a flat route, or you're 5 yards over the ball. Like, that's it. So, like, it takes a threat away from the pass game.
Yeah, I see a lot of teams chip, though. I know it takes the deep route away, but if you get Aaron Rodgers killed, what good is it having a deep route?
Yeah, thank you for the call, Bill. So, last week, to Bill's point, we saw Jonnu Smith play 66% of the snaps. Freiermuth played 50% of the snaps. Washington played 46% of the snaps, but he did not get targeted in the passing game. So, you know, going back and looking, I mean, they didn't have him next to Broderick Jones as much as I thought, but it's not like they didn't do that at all. I think you'll see him make some plays in the passing game this week.
Washington?
Yeah.
Me too.
Seattle gave up 2 touchdowns to tight ends last week. 1 to George Kittle and 1 to the Tonjes guy, who came in when Kittle got a little banged up. So we know the Steelers love their tight ends. Jonnu Smith got one last week. Perhaps that's an area to exploit in the Seattle defense as well. Bang stats! Yeah! I'm sweating profusely over here. I got to get a water. Is it toasty in here?
No, I think that you're still hot and bothered about the segment of at 6:50.
You can't hurt me.
I'm not trying to. You hurt yourself.
Fan Hotlines presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. We'll take your calls on the vibe check. How do you feel like Steelers Seahawks is going to play out on Sunday? 412-928-9370. Cam Hayward spoke about his contract. We'll get into that a little bit. What's his reception going to be like at the ACT this weekend?
I'm only realizing how more I'm relieved just because I'm sleeping a lot better. But, you know, I think glad to put that behind us. Glad I can just focus on football, go out there and earn it. It's a business. You know, everybody's entitled to their opinion. Things might get out there that aren't true or, you know, not what I'm looking for. It is what it is. I can only let my play speak for it. Going forward, that's all I'm going to do.
Is the result of it what you were looking for, Cam? Process worth it for you in the end?
You know, I think it has to be a compromise on both sides. You know, I understand they don't normally do it, and all I'm asking for is the opportunity to go out and earn it. You know, that's just what I want to go do.
You said stuff about the incentives in that package, including winning a playoff game. How much more motivating is that? I know you're a motivated person in general, but how much more motivating is something like that for you?
It doesn't motivate me anymore. The goal is not to just win a playoff game, it's to win a Super Bowl. It's just more icing on the cake, the way I look at it.
Cam says he's got to go out there and earn it. A little Shelby Cassesi action right there at the end.
Shelbs.
Channel 11. How is the reception going to be for Cam Hayward on Sunday? If they announce the defense first, they'll announce the guys one by one. Cam Hayward will run out there. Maybe they'll announce the offense for this reason, or maybe they'll want Aaron Rodgers to get announced individually. I could see that and it not have anything to do with Cam Hayward. But if they do announce the starting defense with Larry Richard's booming voice over the PA system, is he going to get booed at all? 412-928-9370.
I don't think so.
I don't think there'd be more than a smattering.
I don't think so. Knowing that it's an incentive-based deal that he got. And I think that them being 1-0 and being home for the first time, I think people are going to be excited to just watch the Steelers play and to feel like that they have a chance. And I think that – I don't think that you'll hear – I think maybe there'll be people who boo, but I think they'll be drowned out by the cheers.
I'm with you on that. And I'll be clear, if I were going and I were going as a fan, I wouldn't boo Cam Hayward. It takes me a lot to boo. It does. I would not boo Cam Hayward. I think – the process was uglier than it needed to be. I still don't know if it was the Steelers or Cam Hayward that leaked it. I don't think Cam did a great job in either of his press conferences handling the situation, and I know his podcast got people all hot and bothered. But at the end of the day, he finds himself with an incentive-laden contract. I think people should be able to be okay with that. You perform, you get paid more. If you don't, you don't. That should probably be the way anything is in life. You go out there, you have 8 sacks, probably going to be an all-pro again. You make the playoffs, okay, we're all happy about that. You have 11.5 sacks, you're probably a defensive player of the year candidate, and you win a playoff game, something that hadn't happened in 8 years, I think people get all jacked up. And I don't think it's an extra motivating factor like Cam was saying there at the end, but I think people can appreciate the philosophy of, I do good things, I get paid more money.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it's all water under the bridge and not much ado about nothing, but I think Cam Hayward's career to this point and the off-the-field stuff, too, significantly outweighs a little bit of a contract dispute. So, no, I ain't booing him. 412-928-9370. Texter, how many snaps did Jaylen Warren play compared to Kenneth Gainwell? Kenneth Gainwell played 28 snaps. Jaylen Warren played 24.
Yeah, more.
He played more snaps.
More snaps, yep.
I think a lot of that had to do with the way the game played out and you're down 9 points and you're throwing the football. I mean, they love Kenneth Gainwell, obviously and clearly, and you've been on that scent for a long time. I think you might see a similar snap distribution in that it's darn near 50-50. I bet you this week it'll be flipped to Jaylen Warren getting more snaps.
Yes.
I think they want to establish the run.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to see him out there a ton early. Like, it's not like he's not a good third down back either. You got to get into a rhythm. He's your number one runner. You need to get him into a rhythm. So I want him to play a lot more. And I hope he plays well. Because he played a little bit in that final preseason game. He didn't play at all before that. He never played with the full 5-man offensive line. Like, let's go.
Yep.
Let's start developing a little bit of continuity there. Texter. If they announced the offense, would they boo Broderick Jones?
Ooh.
Do you ever boo a player for not being good enough in a particular game? I don't know about that.
If they lost you the game, maybe. If they were the singular reason why you lost the game, like say say like the Steelers were on the 2 yard line about to score and the hole's wide open to the right and Jaylen Warren gets like a gets a handoff and Broderick Jones gets beat and guy rushes down the line and tackles the guy to win the game, like maybe.
Yeah.
But he didn't like lose the
game. Like Rashard Mendenhall fumbles away a game.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I generally, if guys are playing hard, I ain't booing them. Mm-mm. Just because they don't play well. Texter, I think Cam Hayward's trying to make amends by saying that I just have to go out and earn. It's him trying to make up to the fan base that is so angry about the comments about him feeding his family. Yeah. I mean, that rubbed a lot of people the wrong way. Man. Yeah, grocery bills are pretty high. milk is expensive.
Gas
and oatmeal.
Cam's never had to worry about how much gas he got to put in his car.
No, he probably has one of them gas guzzlers.
Yeah.
He can afford that.
Yep.
So yeah, that's especially in a working class blue collar town such as Pittsburgh, when you say I'm just worried about my family, when you made $140 million or whatever, yeah, people are going to be ticked off. But are you going to be ticked off enough to boo? 412-928-9370. Texter writes in, if Chris Boswell said today he will not play unless he's the highest paid kicker in football, what would you do?
Pay him.
Really?
$1.5
million? Yeah.
Yes.
They never negotiated in season. Could you imagine if they did that for a kicker? It's so funny, though, because I actually agree with you, and I think the vast majority of Steelers fans would agree with you. You imagine them breaking precedent for a kicker?
No, because of what he did last week and what he has done in his career.
He's so stupid.
60-yard field goal to win the game. Like, no.
Danny Smith was asked yesterday, for a game winner, how far will you go? And he said, anywhere on the field.
Wow.
I do wonder, Texter, I'm booing that jackass Cam. Wow. Bentley SUV. I see him all the time. You think they'd line up for a 65-yarder at Acrisure Stadium for a win?
Yep.
You think they'd line up for a 68-yarder?
Yep.
You think they'd line up for a 70-yarder? Closed end?
Elements, like they're going to be on Sunday?
Yeah.
Maybe.
80 degrees, you got the K-balls.
I think they would do it if they were up significantly.
He's a serial killer. You got to pay him, or he'll cut your eyeballs out. I can't talk.
Rattle.
Scared. Text. All right. Forget it. Give us a ring on Cam Hayward at 412-928-9370. What will the reception be like on Sunday? You can also weigh in just on the matchup at large, how you're feeling about Steelers Seahawks. Ah, great. 50-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. Doran, I'm as excited about this football weekend as I have been about any of the football weekends we've had so far. I know there haven't been many just yet. It's the infancy of both the college and pro season. But you got the Brawl tomorrow. You've got Steelers Seahawks. But this is like a big-time rematch weekend in the NFL. You've got Ben Johnson taking on Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
So you got Chicago, Detroit. You got Jim Harbaugh taking on Pete Carroll.
Oh.
That goes all the way back to Stanford and USC and then Seahawks and 49ers. And I think those guys have a healthy sort of rivalry. You've, of course, got DK Metcalf against the Seattle Seahawks. You've got the 30-year anniversary of the Ravens, and they're doing their whole ceremony with the Browns coming to town, which many in Cleveland have taken exception to. And oh, by the by, guess who's the quarterback of the Browns? It's the guy who won them a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And then you've got the possibility of the Chiefs falling to 0-2. Oh, there's a rematch of two Super Bowls, and you got the Bengals with an opportunity to move to 2-0. It's a great NFL weekend.
It really is. Wow. Wow, I didn't realize all that. I mean, as the weeks go on, there's going to be a lot of storylines. I think even, you know, just with the Steelers Central, you know, them taking on, obviously, New England, they have a history. It's different there a little bit. I mean, Mike Vrabel was drafted by the Steelers.
Yeah.
The week after that, you know, Aaron Rodgers possibly going to Minnesota, things of that nature. I mean, there's going to be a lot of storylines. Obviously, you have Green Bay coming up at some point.
I don't love that.
Don't love that.
They're 2-0.
They might win the Super Bowl.
They're good, man.
Yeah.
I went back and caught up on the game, but I watched Jordan Love's first drive, like, live. And I know they didn't score points. He's pretty good.
Yes.
And he's
very
got
confident.
Yes. He's got a mastery of that offensive scheme, and they're running to the ball, and they're going to be a problem. I liked the Steelers when the schedule came out in that matchup, being at home, NFC team, primetime. Tomlin's team's generally good in primetime games at home. They're pretty good, those Green Bay Packers.
They sure are.
That was a good game last night. What if Joe Flacco beats the Ravens in the 30-year celebration of the Ravens' existence?
You absolutely can see that happening.
Absolutely.
You absolutely can see the Ravens falling 0-2.
That'd be massive.
And the Chiefs.
And then you have the Bengals. And you want to talk about another matchup? 2020 National Championship game. Joe Burrow against Trevor Lawrence.
Oh, wow.
How about that?
Wow.
But the Bengals, they got a great shot to move to 2-0. You can see any team beating any team losing any team in the NFL. But the Bengals got a really good shot to be 2-0. And I think the Ravens will probably beat the Browns. But as long as Joe Flacco is the quarterback in Cleveland for however long that is, they're going to be game. Because their defense, I thought, played really well last week. And I would hope when the Steelers play the Browns that they'd have gone to one of those rookie quarterbacks by the time that comes around. Not that you shouldn't expect to win anyway, but I like an easier matchup. That's how I was born and raised.
Yeah.
I don't want to beat the best to be the best. I just want to be the best. However you get there.
However it comes.
Mm-hmm. Texter, Adam, you're sounding like Chris Collinsworth more every day. Why? Well, here's a guy. Here's a guy that's going to join us next, Chris Carter of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. He's their X's and O's filmer breaker downer guy. We'll talk to Carter when we come back. First, fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. 81, the high for the day. 53, Marquise Pouncey, the low. Beautiful weekend for football. Morgantown tomorrow, the high of about 81 right around kickoff at 3:30. Should be in the 80s for Steelers Seahawks on Sunday. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.